So I'm cheering you on to lick your
telephone.
Ass.
Telephone.
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 You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
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 Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Telephone.
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 The Phone Show.
Telephone.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Telephone.
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 Live on the air.
Hey everyone, this is The Phone Show. I'm Brad. Today on the show, we've got Haywood and a guy named Psycho. And they're both from my life, like, 8 years ago on messedup.net, 9 years ago. Hey, Haywood and Psycho.
Hello!
Hello.
How are you today, good sir?
I'm very good, sir. And the reason Haywood is on, because, well, okay, like, I should talk about, okay, I guess we did all the announcements on the pre-show. Yeah, we've been doing, like, a show for the past hour that pretty much sucked, but hopefully this will be better.
Hopefully.
And the only real news I had was that Skype is going to start showing advertisements on the Skype client software for Windows users, and that kind of sucks for people that pay. Do you have any do you have any phone news, Haywood?
Any phone news? No, nothing recently.
any phone news other than your Skype connection sucks, Psycho?
Nope, that's about it.
Oh, Psycho, I should have asked you. Okay, if people call into the show, like we take calls, they're going to have your phone number. Is that okay?
My phone number?
Yeah, unless you call back anonymously.
Yeah, I really don't give a shit.
Okay, I mean, like, it's not a problem normally. People call in with their real numbers all the time. But now that I've said that, they're going to single you out and probably fuck with you forever.
Well, that's cool.
So, sorry.
I don't have anything better to do.
All right.
Call me, I'm lonely.
Yeah, but your number doesn't show up. I'm pretty sure nobody, like, no offense, Haywood, but nobody knows who you are.
I know, nobody gives a shit either.
Except me and Roxy, but people will care because, like, you're the person that brought us Curtis Lee Jones.
That's my 15 minutes right there.
Yeah, like, there would be no Curtis Lee Jones if there wasn't a Haywood, because he used to run a site called majorlosers.com, major-losers.com, and messedup.net, and that's where you used to write stories about Curtis, and that's where I found out about you, because you got linked on FARC. And,
yep.
And we know what happened from there. People still track him down and call him without my help now.
That's awesome.
All because of you.
Awesome.
And let's not forget that I contributed the Jason Hagedorn soundboard as well as the Uncle Frank soundboard.
Oh, I remember Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank was awesome, too.
And people probably don't know who Uncle Frank is, but he's related to Curtis Lee Jones, and I'm pretty sure his sound clips are on phonelosers.org/Curtis, or wherever I put it.
And actually, Psycho was the one that found the incriminating information on Jason Hagedorn, which, after everyone knows his story, we'll know that that's pretty fucking incriminating.
Yeah, that's an...
I don't know. Can we cuss on here?
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely.
Okay.
He doesn't monitor this.
That's another thing.
He was the one that actually did the deep digging and found the incriminating information.
Google News Group.
Which we will talk about soon.
Yes.
And nobody here knows who we're talking about either. That's another thing. Nobody knows who Jason Hagedorn is, because I've never written about him, and everything you wrote got taken down by Jason.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's Jason.
Give him that.
Yeah, that's one thing you can say about Jason. Like, he knows how to take down a website. Or he did in...
He has a middle name, too.
It's R. What, Randall, right?
Randall.
It's right. Randall.
It was Randall. We don't know about today.
It's probably Rudolph or Rudolfo now.
Yeah, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to talk about on the notes.
More phone news?
No. So we can just start doing this. Start talking about Jason. How do we start?
All right.
How
do we start? Do you want me to give the intro?
Yeah, well, I wrote down, like, a small list of questions, and I wrote down all these sound clips all the ones that are good. There's like six that we can play.
And
I wrote down where to fast forward to so it wouldn't be too boring.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to tell the whole story because it would be really boring. Go on for years.
Yeah, so...
But just the juicy bits.
Oh, like, tell us how long you've known Jason Heckathorn.
I've known him since 1996, I believe, or 97.
Okay, and what is that to you? Is that high school?
I was out of high school. He was still in high school, I think. He was a senior. He's a couple years behind me.
And... Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to call in, they can at the normal 505-796-4020. But unless it's a question about Jason, we're probably not going to let you stay on very long. It's going to be like old school phone show before it turned into a conference. So anyway, like, how did you meet Jason? You didn't go to school with him, I guess?
No. My girlfriend knew him through a mutual friend, and he was doing a class project on computer programming, and I was the only computer programmer in Forest Grove, so he came and asked me. And at some point, my girlfriend got really freaked out, and she's like, I don't like this guy, creeping me out, stay away from him, and she saw it way before I did.
So you met him under good pretenses and like discovered quickly that he's a weirdo.
Yeah, and then he started... freaking out on her and getting aggressive.
Like how? And like for what reason? What was... I don't get it.
Because she said, I don't want to talk to you anymore, and then he got mad.
Oh, wait.
Rejection.
Yeah, but what was... I'm like, okay, what... I'm sorry. So she was asking for help with a computer thing?
Oh, Jason was. He was doing a computer project on C++.
Yeah.
And I was, like I said, the only computer programmer in Forest Grove probably at the time. And so her friend, or one of somebody came to my girlfriend and said, hey, this guy Jason needs help with this project, and I understand your boyfriend's a computer hacker, which I may or may not have been at the time, but...
The statute of limitations expired, so you can say what you did.
All right, then I was a computer hacker. You know? And of course, you have to know C++ to do that, so I offered to teach the guy, and he freaked out my girlfriend, so... We quit talking.
So he just got all freaky because she was creeped out by him and said...
Yeah, it was like the first girl that was nice to him in probably his whole life. And so he thought that she loved him.
Oh, geez. One of those.
I'm guessing. I don't know. And then one day, we were at Plaid Pantry. He didn't see me, and she got out of the car, and he like grabbed her arm, and I came over there and shoved him across the sidewalk, and he called the cops, and it steamrolled from there. He went to the local police department and told them all kinds of stories about what a mean, nasty hacker I was and started a big investigation that ended with me getting my door kicked in.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nothing really came of it. But he told them I was hacking DMV records and bringing up license.
They literally kicked in your door?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea. Maybe you told me. I have a bad memory, but that's crazy.
I think I did. I actually still have newspaper clippings. I know my dad does, too. He was pretty upset about it.
Oh, that's awesome. We need to like get all this stuff together and make a page about Jason.
I know. I need to write a book.
It's long overdue. I mean, he was such an...
Very long.
Like, if everyone listening, if you like Curtis Lee Jones, then Jason's, like, better than him. Or maybe not better as in, like, the way he acts. Well, I don't know. He doesn't have any good yelling.
The background story is better.
Yeah. And him in real life is better. You know, Curtis is better when he just screams at us and yells at us.
Oh, yeah. And Jeremy still has small confrontations with him face-to-face, as you'll find out later in the show.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you how this recent thing came up. But long story short, he started a bunch of shit for me, and then it kind of died down a few years, and then... Later on, we were doing the Curtis Lee Jones thing, you know, with FARC and Howard Stern and that guy in Texas. What was his name? Russ Martin?
Oh, I don't really remember that one. I don't think I was into that one.
Yeah, all these people started talking about my website and shit. And then all of a sudden, one day, I get an email. It says, your website's being pulled. It's gone. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out it was Mr. Heckathorn. Yeah, Blackhold. Mr. Heckathorn, who worked at a local ISP here, got my website Blackhold, and that started the war between us. And I was like, yeah, I remember that fucker.
So that's the original actual conflict that got this going.
Yeah. And basically, I put him up on my site, and I put all this shit about him, but I didn't have a lot, so nobody really cared.
But wait a second.
Really boring.
Did you put anything about him on your site before he got it pulled?
No.
Why did he take it down?
He got it taken down because he was friends with that chick, Oregon Wench.
Yeah, okay.
And
this all ties together with Curtis. This is crazy.
Oregon's a small area, man. I mean, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And she came to him, and he's like, oh, Jeremy Morgan? I know that guy. You know, because I always was stupid enough to put my name out there.
Yeah, and by then, Winch was pissed at you, because we kind of turned on her. Like, she started out as our friend, and then we all kind of turned against each other.
Yeah,
I forget why. That's another thing. I want to interview you someday about Curtis Lee Jones and, like, do a real PLA Radio episode and stuff.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we need to get together and trade books. I have a PLA book for you, and you have phone company manuals for me.
I do. I have a whole box of phone company manuals for you.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't admit that publicly, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I can cut that out of the
podcast. They're pretty old, but they're still useful, I'm sure. And yeah, a friend of mine's like, oh, yeah, these came from somewhere. And I'm like, oh, I know someone that'll want them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the whole old Jason thing started. And then Psycho, the guy that's on the other line, comes to me after nobody's interested in Jason. Like, nobody cares that this guy's an asshole or whatever. And then he comes to me and he's like, check this out. And that's when we found the evidence of him looking for child porn.
Oh, okay. And what evidence was that?
And that was all his postings in those child porn news groups.
Yeah, the old alt.pictures.binaries, whatever they called it, .kiddieporn.
Yep. And he's like, any pictures of girls from 13 to 18 and... Oh, and that's when it blew up, pretty much. And
I forgot that it was so specific what he was looking for.
Yeah, a specific age.
You heard it here. Jason Heckathorn was looking for pictures of girls ages 13 to 18. So whatever you hear that we've horrible things we've done to him, remember that.
Yeah, remember that. And that's when it all blew up, and it'll all be in the book. I guess.
Both his and yours.
Which will be...
those fights back and forth. He got websites of mine shut down. He called employers of mine.
How many sites would you say he got shut down?
He got messed up shut down 3 times, I think.
Wow. Didn't you?
And Major Losers.
Didn't Curtis get it shut down too?
Yeah, I think he got it shut down.
Because Curtis would call the hosts and scare them, like screaming and making threats. And...
Yeah, I've got it on tape recording.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I think Curtis could take credit for one of them, maybe two of them.
Yeah.
But Jason, he got me shut down a few times, and then we went to Micah, and I thought I was pretty safe, and then he actually bribed him with a bunch of money, and...
Rest in peace, like, Micah.
Micah
was the original PhoneLosers.org host who died several years ago, and he was in the book.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. And short of that one thing I had to say bad about him, the rest of him, he's a cool guy. And, you know, I was pretty pissed off at him for a while, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Everything you say to me is just going to be news, because I forget everything.
Everything's new to you, too. But we patched things up. It was cool. But I was kind of pissed, you know, for a while there, for like a year.
Yeah, I got into a fight with Micah once.
It happens.
I want to mention this real quick, that like there's 46 listeners on, and I'm pretty sure capacity for Cacti Radio is 50. So some of you people, like maybe you want to like, you know, so the other people can get on, maybe you want to go to ustream.tv, or I guess go to cactiradio.com/something, I don't know, chat, and you can listen to the show on Ustream and see a video of it too. You can see me and Haywood sitting next to each other right now.
Nice.
So, just a thought, you know, because like we're reaching capacity.
Capacity, awesome. Sellout show. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we almost did last week too. So don't feel like you're nice. Special or anything.
Ah, you just crushed me. And then it fast forward until now. There was years of wars with myself and Arby and Psycho and anybody else that wanted, you know, countless jobs lost. He got kicked out of several places he lived. Sometimes through us, sometimes through his own crazy-ass, wacky behavior.
Yeah. I'm going to play clips.
All right, Leah, let's do that.
Okay, so...
Oh, don't forget to tell everybody that his nickname was Spaz.
Oh, wait. Spaz. I know
in his hometown.
I know an example of him being a spaz that you can tell us. Like, didn't you say, like, either you or somebody else was inside a store, and he was carrying a police scanner around, and an emergency call came over it?
It was taped with electrical tape to his belt. And it was a scanner, so it was only a radio. It was a one-way radio.
Yeah, so you cannot talk to scanners, people.
Right.
You can only listen.
Jeremy witnessed him ripping the scanner off after a call came out for somebody, and he said something like, EMT Hackathorn responding, and ran out of the store.
I would love to see that. Pretty much, just
yelling off random numbers.
So he's got mental issues. Like, you know, he always wanted to be an EMT or something, but for whatever reason he couldn't become one, which I don't understand because it seems like an easy thing to do.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be an EMT by the end of the year, so it's not that hard.
So if you're listening, Jason, Haywood is almost an EMT, and I'm sure you're probably not.
All you have to do is study and not be a complete degenerate retard.
All right, so we got Jason fired.
Very difficult.
We got Jason fired from, well, not fired, but we made him quit two jobs and got him kicked out of one apartment.
Matt. I remember Matt.
Okay. And his mom.
He worked at a grocery store called Hank's, and this is a call where we were just calling Hank's and trying to cause trouble. And I think I'm going to fast forward through this one.
But, is this the Dodge Colt?
Hank, this way. This is Rose. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
Which ad is this?
Okay, so we do this, and it says I need to skip ahead to 1 minute and 30 seconds. So here it is.
And I just found out that somebody's...
Oh, so we got transferred to a supervisor, and she's really pissed that Jason is leaving. I'm pretending to be a customer calling in about a car he has for sale, which really wasn't in the paper. We were just making it up. But we were calling all day with different voices, saying we're calling about the car that Jason had for sale at his work, and they were pissed.
I just wanted to buy the car. Personal calls.
An ad in the paper, which is a no-no.
Oh.
This is his number. 844-0590.
So that just freaked me out. Like, she was telling me, like, you know, he's not supposed to put ads in the paper, and she was pissed about it, and she gave me his home phone number, which we didn't have.
Okay, 503. Okay.
So you hear me start stuttering here because I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I will ream him. If you get a hold of him, you tell him.
Jason.
Boy, that's a big no-no.
Yeah, because it says call. Okay. It says it's a 1979 Dodge Colt. And call Jason.
Yeah, well, you just don't do things like that.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry about
it. Okay, that was one.
Could you imagine him driving a 79 Dodge Colt?
Hey, that was my first car.
Oh, well, I can imagine you driving around in one. That's a nostalgic classy ride to him. Oh, man.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good call. Man.
I'm not sure Jason's ever driven a vehicle.
I don't think he has either. He's either jogged or rode a bicycle, I think.
Yeah, because he's on like a shit ton of medications years ago.
All right, we're going to play... I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I was going to play this call that you made after we found Jason's grandma's phone number, and I'm going to play the whole thing. It's a minute and 37 seconds, because I think it's really amusing. Oh, wow, like our listenership just went down by like 5 people, so... Oh, and our listenership went up by 5 people on Ustream, so that's kind of cool. Thanks, people.
Hello?
Hello, are you related to Jason Hackathorn?
Yes.
Okay. I was just making sure. What's your name?
Margaret.
Okay. We're some people from the internet. We're probably going to be screwing with him pretty soon, and so we just wanted to verify everybody who's related to him.
You're going to be doing what?
We're probably going to be screwing with you, like making phone calls, ordering pizzas, that sort of thing.
What for?
Oh, he's made a lot of people on the internet pretty angry.
Oh. He's good at that, I guess.
that right there, the grandma said, he's good at that, I guess.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And that's the thing, like, everyone in his family, like, you call them and they have nothing but bad things to say about him.
I know. It was awesome. Nobody ever defended him.
Okay, no one. Play the rest of this. He's really good at it. But yeah, we just wanted to verify. Are you within delivery range of a lot of pizza places?
Of what?
Pizza places. Do you live out in the country? I mean, do you live in town? To where they will deliver to you?
Well, yes, but I never order.
Okay, well, we're going to be doing the ordering, actually.
You're going to what?
We're going to be doing the ordering, actually.
Oh.
To your house.
And what's that got to do with him?
Well, we're just probably going to be screwing with different members of his family until he stops doing what he's doing.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a nice day, Margaret, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
I love that. It's like a courtesy call to let you know we're going to harass you.
And she was so calm about it. She's just like, okay, again. It's like, there's always one in every family. And Jason is definitely that one.
This is one more call I'm going to play before we talk some more. But this is what I was looking for before. This is when you find out he walked out of his work at Hank's deli. And the lady tells us all about it. I hope you people can hear this because the sound levels are really horrible on these old calls.
Sheriff Davis is media. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Could I have the deli section?
Hold, please.
Thanks.
Can you hear her? Very good, Haywood.
Okay, they're transferring to deli.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Service deli, can I help you?
Is this the deli?
Yes.
Could I speak with Jason, please?
He's not here.
Oh, when's he going to be back?
He's not going to be.
Is he on a kiddie porn break?
I don't know. He left today.
Like, for good?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. He walked out.
Why'd he walk out?
I can't talk about that.
Why? He gave me his home phone number the other day.
Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
He's not here.
Oh. Well, I'll call back in an hour for him then. Lay your hate on
me. Okay, yeah, that was it.
Classic.
Classic.
Yep.
I can't talk about that.
Is that all we have to say about Jason? Should we end the show now?
Do we have any recordings of calling the mall where he worked? Where he was like working at
the T-Mobile phone,
store
at the
or
phone
something?
Store?
Yeah, he was working at Edge Wireless.
Yeah.
And I have the recordings, but I listen to them and they're boring. It's just me calling one store after another. You know, making situations happen where they'll go to the Edge store and ask for Jason.
The lost jewelry.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is so and so from the jewelry store, and you know, we found some merchandise from your store. It looks like it was shoplifted. It's over here. You want to come and get it? And I'd tell them to come over to Edge and ask for Jason Heckathorn. And they're,
right, so that they wouldn't be able to retrieve the merchandise and then wonder if he stole it.
Yeah,
they just all showed up to say hi.
Yeah, we weren't trying to get him in trouble for stealing. We just wanted lots of people to go there and ask for him. And didn't you say, Haywood, that you heard about these visits and he like freaked out and was like, you know, jumping up and down saying, "This is them. This is the ones I told you about."
Yep, and they freaked out and left. And I tried to record that call, too. I called his manager, and he's like, oh, he freaked out and started throwing shit around and said, this is the people I've been telling you about, and he left, but the recording was just crap.
Yeah, all of your recordings are pretty bad on the Jason thing.
I know. I'm still... Well, you know how I used to record it was with an actual tape recorder, a cassette tape recorder, and one of those things from Fry's.
Yeah, I did, too. That's mine all have this crazy hum in them, because I recorded them with tape and...
For an engineer, I really suck at some things. I mean, like, recording phone calls has been one of them.
He just didn't want to buy the proper hardware.
Proper hardware. Yeah, maybe I'll have to upgrade a little bit.
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Remember we... go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
I was like, remember we... Haywood and I created a template site with some gay porn images and created a header graphic that said Jason Heckathorn's gay porn super site.
Oh,
and we went to a lot of free hosting
I remember
like,
that.
Know, back when GeoCities was on and SPHosting.com, we did probably about 10 or 20 websites all over on these free hosts and just uploaded these, you know, an index file with some images.
Kind of like we do with
and,
Curtis.
He was having to go through Google and systematically find them and get them shut down.
I still own JasonHackathorn.com.
Oh, do you?
Do you really?
Yeah, it goes to some gay EMT site.
JasonHackathorn.com?
I mean, there was like a picture with this guy getting fisted. I was like, the fist was just disappearing up this guy's ass. Oh, man, it was bad.
I can't wait to see that. I'm going right now. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's not. This is an EMS site.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for empowering gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender EMTs.
Oh, I get it.
I still have a lot of his images.
That's hilarious.
Maybe after the break we'll talk about how he was recently brought to the front of our minds. Because that story's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, I've got more clips
to play.
Why don't
we go ahead and take a break first, and then we'll come back to this.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
Ceiling. Holler if you don't care.
Hi there.
Hi. Do you have?
I'm calling in.
Do you have a question about Jason Heckathorn?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, aren't you listening to the show?
Just started. Oh, I sort of slept in.
How come you're whispering? Like, is your parents in the next room? Or
I moved out with my parents. They hate me.
Oh, I see. So you have something in common with Jason Heckathorn.
I just got into the chat right now.
You haven't hit your mother, have you?
No.
Okay, then you don't have that much in common with him.
Oh, we're back on the air, by the way, so, like...
Oh, okay.
No, this is good. Like, what's
that was
with,
applicable.
What's with the Jason hitting his mother thing? Like, she filed assault charges on him or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Anybody can go to... What's that site, Psycho? You're the one that gave it to me, the criminal check site. It's like $15 a month.
Publicdata.com?
Yeah, public data. Anybody can go to public data and type in Jason Heckathorn and see the gruesome details of him hitting his mother.
Hey, Link, we got to let you go because you're echoing, and we hate you also. Bye.
Man, you're hardcore.
Well, he was echoing.
Take no prisoners.
Yeah, so Jason hit his mother, and she got a restraining order on him, actually.
Yeah, he
got kicked out of the house when that episode happened as well.
It's funny how this is all new to you, because you don't remember it, Arby, but I have a friend who's a Forest Grove police officer, and he was actually my roommate at one time. We went to school together and stuff. Well, one day he calls me, and he's like wanting to get all the information on Jason he can, and I'm like, why? And he goes, oh, well, he just hit his mom, and his mom's pressing charges, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm
You're
like,
a hub of Jason information with everyone. You're
yeah,
always getting contact.
Like, and this officer was like, he mentioned your name like 1,000 times, and
Holy shit.
Since I knew you, and I know your number, I'd give you a call, and, you know, we start talking. And then I went on publicdata.com after talking to Psycho, and we looked it up, and... about probably 3-4 months later, and he pled guilty on it. And he got in this huge argument with his mom. He was living there again, partially due to probably people prank calling all the time. I don't know, but he got in a huge argument with her, smacked her up, and ended up pleading guilty to assault for her. And it's still on there.
Wow.
Still on publicdata.com.
But let's listen to this call real quick. It's this is Jason's mom, and I called her one day just trying to figure out where Jason had moved to after he moved.
Okay.
Hello? Hey, it's calling for Jason.
Jason, what...
Can you hear that okay, Haywood?
Yeah.
Okay, it sucks. Their voices are
so
low.
Heckathorn?
He doesn't live here. This is his mother.
Oh, really? He must have given me a wrong number then.
Who did?
Jason.
Well, he used to live here, but he doesn't anymore.
Oh, well...
Because I evicted him out of my home.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not.
You don't.
You can tell
she's
just a big
him,
drama queen.
No, because I can't have any contact with him. I have a restraining order against him.
Oh, okay.
Is there something I can do for you?
Oh, I was just trying to get in touch with him.
Who is this?
Alex.
Alex who?
Carbon. I know him from the internet.
Oh, well, the only way you can get a hold of him is I'm sure you have his email address.
Oh, no, actually not. So.
I don't even have that. Because like I said, when the police booted him out of here, when they came and got him out of my home, and I got a restraining order against him, I am not going to break my restraining order because I'm not going to jail just because of that little brat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so don't call him again.
Okay, sorry. Oh, but ma'am, you don't know where he moved to or anything? Or a number?
I don't know.
But he's not back in Madras, is he?
No, I don't think so. I believe he's still here in Portland somewhere. I don't know, though.
Okay, well.
That was part of the restraining order. I was not supposed to know that either.
Okay. Well, okay? Thanks. Sorry to bother you.
Okay, that's it.
I totally forgot about the restraining order.
Oh, crap. Oh, hold on. I keep accidentally playing sound clips. Rappy McRapperson.
Did you see that wallpaper?
Rappy McRapperson just texted me and said that's an awesome show, and I think he's saying that just because I played one of his songs a minute ago. So, hi,
awesome.
Rappy.
Awesome.
We will follow you on YouTube, Rappy.
I'm glad you think that your songs are awesome and you have to text me about it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you're talking about the show and not your music.
He needs to do a song about the show.
Psycho, what were you were telling me something during the break about Jason, like you found a, like, what is it, a review of his services, because he did computer work?
Oh, yeah, there was a, let me find it here really quick. It was a image that I saved off of a Craigslist post, a screenshot.
Oh, my God, hurry up.
Psycho's a master archiver, dude, just so you know.
It was posted on November 15th of 2005 at 12:24 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
See what I mean?
Don't use, quote-unquote, Jason PC. There is a guy in here posting at jasonpc.net. Do not use this guy for computer services. He ruined my computer, actually made it worse than it was when I brought it in, I guess. And still wanted more money than he quoted me! Exclamation point. Not to mention the guy was bouncing off the walls. He makes a meth addict look like someone doing yoga. The guy is wound up like a top, bouncing all over and speaking like you are 100 feet away. It scared the heck out of me just standing there.
That's weird.
He kept claiming to be an EMT, but he works in fast food. I didn't understand that. Can you become an amateur EMT? I always thought that you had to be employed as such. Oh, well, small details. Stay away. This is in or around Forest Grove. I don't know if this was a legitimate review of his services or not. But
are you sure? This could have been us, but
it could have been. It sounds too awesome to be real.
It could have been us, but
Does Jason do drugs or anything? Like, to be acting so erratic?
You know, I don't know. Like I said, when I first met him, you know, back in the mid-90s, he was taking like this handful of pills, and that was the first thing that freaked my girlfriend out at the time. She was like, why does he take all those pills? I'm like, I don't know. But I don't think he actually takes like illicit, illegal drugs. I think, but he probably is pretty heavily medicated.
Here's a clip of Jason's answering machine from around 2004, or his voicemail from his cell phone. Wow, that's awful.
Hello, you've reached 503. If you have received a text message on your cellular phone to dial this number that it was a 911 emergency, please disregard the message. It is a prank, and the Wilsonville Police Department are currently investigating this right now. So please, again, do not leave a voice message, and you have a great day now. Thank you.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I remember that somebody, and I'm not sure who, wrote a piece of software to send out text messages in masses.
Which, incidentally,
masses of phone number
you
blocks.
Can read about in the Phone Losers of America book. In its own chapter.
That's in there?
Well, not about Jason exactly, just about the script itself.
Yeah, that was a great... We worked on that together, didn't we?
Yeah, and it was... it would randomly dial... It would randomly text cell phones, and this is when cell phone, you know, when cell phones were getting really big in 2003 or so. Maybe. Yeah probably 2003.
Well, we didn't write it, but somebody we know read it, right?
I wrote it.
Yeah, so did I.
Come on, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, it would just text people and say, please call back, 911 emergency, and of course the return number could be forged, and that return number was Jason's. That was awesome. The Wilsonville Police Department has been contacted.
Oh, and
I really liked his canned tone as well. Yeah.
And they really cared. The Wilsonville Police Department really cared about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. This is where, okay, we were testing out the script. Jason's phone was ringing nonstop with just random people saying, hey, I'm supposed to call you. And so I decided to be one of those people and be like, hey, I was supposed to call you. So this is Jason.
Hello?
Yeah, I just got paged.
You just got paged?
Do you need something?
Sorry, no one's paged anybody here.
I've got paged 5 times now with your phone number.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably someone playing a prank on our phone number. I know who's doing it. He's kind of retaliating against me from like 2 years ago. He's just being immature. I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.
Do you know his number? Maybe I can call him.
I don't know him, but I do know his name, and I know he lives in Wilsonville, Oregon. His name...
Can I say your name? Your last name?
Yeah, that's
Jeremy
fine.
Morgan.
Oh, we just cut it out anyway.
Yeah, he's going to play this little game where he pages everyone with our phone number, and it's our phone's going to be ringing off the hook all day.
Oh.
He did that to me about a year ago, and our phone was rendered pretty much useless.
Oh,
useless.
But this is an elderly
person. Win.
I just take care of my grandparents here. We barely.
Is that true? Did he live in an elderly home when he took care of his grandparents?
Yeah, it wasn't his grandparents, but it was somebody's grandparents.
Well, you got to hear the rest of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. He has a website, this Jeremy Morgan. If you go to www.messedup.net,
he's advertising for you.
I know.
If there's a way, if you want to proceed with charges, by all means, do it.
I've
been trying myself.
Yeah. Oh, Jason, this is actually RBCP. I just wanted to see what you'd say.
What's that?
This is RBCP from phonelegends.org. I just wanted to see what you would say if I called.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll talk to you later then.
Bye
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oops.
Yeah.
Owned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man, that's freaking awesome. I forgot about that, too.
Oh, crap, I was going to play another one, but I accidentally deleted it. But it's like some lady that lived with him, a roommate maybe, she's like, yeah, we've received 100 calls already, and yeah, just same old thing.
Yeah, script was incredibly efficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would make a phone ring. Just nonstop. It would never stop. It was awesome. All right, let's see. Mom assault charge. I wrote down notes. Do you know what Jason's been up to, like, these past few years? Because we pretty much completely stopped messing with them after just, like, a year or two.
Yeah.
And I know you said you bumped into him at a store once.
Yeah, I bumped into him at a Jack in the Box with my brother one time, and I was like, hey, Jason, how's it going? He's like, oh, pretty good, you know, and everything was cool. And actually, my brother is listening to this right now. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. And it was like nothing after that. And then maybe a week or two ago, I walked into a bar to see one of my good friends, and he was with one of his... not going to call him friends, but an associate of his. And he booked and went out the back door. And so after I got done talking to the bartender and leaving, the guy was like, what the fuck's up with this?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, this guy ruined my life,
and
man.
This was
changed my name.
Wait, this was last night, right?
This last night that I contacted this person. I don't want to say his name or how he's related to Jason, because he's a really cool guy and I don't want to get him in trouble.
Okay, but I'm confused. Wait, he was in the bar, and you walked in, and he was with Jason, and Jason just, like, left out the door quickly.
Yeah, left out the door to where I didn't even see Jason during this time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he just booked out, and I came in and said hi to this bartender who's a friend of mine, and then I left. And then after I left, Jason came back, and this person and this bartender were like, what the fuck is that all about? You know, this guy walks in and you're just bolting out the back door. What's going on? And this person's listening right now, actually.
Hi, person.
And so
is it the type of place where you're supposed to use the back door, or did you just kind of run through the kitchen?
No, there's a back door in this place.
Oh, okay, that's good at least.
And it goes back into an alley, and apparently that's where he went. So last night...
Hiding behind the dumpster.
Yeah. Last night I come into this bar, and this friend of mine's like, oh, you've got to talk to this guy. He really wants to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, what about? And he's like, I want to talk to you about Jason Johnson. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Wait,
you know?
This. Is this a phone call, or is this... real life?
No, this is real life.
Okay, sorry.
So I meet this guy, we'll call him Dave, and he's like, yeah, he goes, I want to know about Jason Johnson, this guy's a fucking freak, you know, and I want to know about him. So I was like, Jason Johnson, you know, it's like escaping me. And then he goes, yeah, he said you ruined his life, and he had to change his name because of you. And I'm like, you mean Jason Hackathorn? And he's like, I don't know, maybe he had to change his name. And
Jason Beckershorn.
Yeah, and come to find out that he has changed his name and the spelling, which we already kind of knew.
Yeah, it was spelled normal, now it's spelled like really gay, like
J-A-Y-S-E-N. His middle initial is B now.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It's Jason B. Johnson.
Awesome. EMT, N-R-E-M-T-B, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So he starts asking me, and apparently Jason has been going around where he lives and causing conflicts with women, of course, because he's always super aggressive with women, and buying gifts for children. And when he asked him...
Wait, for what children?
That's what threw me for a loop.
For who? For what children?
In the apartment complex where he lives.
Yeah.
He just buys presents for random children?
Yeah, it sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be...
It kind of takes it full circle back to that original news group post that I found.
It does.
Are they 13 to 18-year-olds?
I don't even know if they're that old. But I'm not really sure.
Lower the standards.
Do you know what kind of presents he's buying for children?
No, I could probably find out.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I was just wondering.
Well, you know, I don't think they're like expensive, lavish gifts, but I mean, who buys gifts...
for just random children.
Yeah.
Random kids you don't even know.
And this person, you know, he came to me and he's like, first he asked Jason, he's like, okay, what's your problem with this guy? And he goes, he ruined my life, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I went on to these news groups where people were trading child porn, and I went on there and posted that I was looking for it so I could trap them. And then this guy found
he's
this evidence
American
and put it on the net. Yeah, real good Samaritan. And then this guy found this evidence and posted it on the net. And so this guy, Dave, is like, what the fuck, man? This isn't right. Like, you know, nobody goes and joins a child porn group to try to trap child porn people.
Unless you work for the government.
Yeah.
Which Jason clearly does.
I remember used to, like, a group of hackers were going around, like, fucking with child pornographers. But, yeah, I'm sure Jason doesn't fall under that.
No, he's never been a good hacker. He's tried really hard, but the guy can't even install Linux properly, according to all the news group posts.
According to his other news group posts, he's asking for help of mail servers. And
oh, I remember reading those posts about asking for Linux.
Yeah, those are still on there.
Yeah, but for some reason, the questions about child pornography have disappeared. Which I'm really impressed with that. Was it Google at the time, or was it Deja News?
It was Deja News, but they were bought by Google.
Okay, and he actually talked to them and got this post removed.
Yeah, he's pretty slick. I got to give him credit for that. But it's still out there, and everybody knows about it.
By the way, cactiradio.com will be going down soon when Jason finds out about this episode. Because he'll call my hosts and complain.
We'll find you a host.
Do you remember Pat and her husband that ran the RV park?
No, not really.
Yes. I just found that that recording on my drive here.
Hey, Texas person.
Hey, it's HRLA.
Hi. Do you have any questions about Jason Heckathorn?
No, I have breaking news.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Okay, what is it? Okay, bye. Okay,
Charlie Sheen's saying some really crazy stuff. You guys know about that?
You don't say. Okay, this is me. I think I got this number off of Jason's phone bill or something, and it turned out to be a relative. But it's like four calls, it's 2 minutes, and it's kind of funny.
R&R RV Park, this is Pat.
Oh, I was looking for Jason Heckathorn.
Pardon?
Jason Heckathorn. Do you know him? He gave me this.
I know him, but he don't live here.
Oh, okay. Maybe he gave me a wrong number then. Hello?
She just hung up on me.
R&R RV Park, this is Pat.
Oh, we got disconnected somehow. So, you don't know how to get a hold of Jason then? Because he gave me this number.
I don't know Jason. I mean, I know he's my husband's nephew, but I haven't seen Jason for 5 or 6 or 7 years. I have no idea where he is.
That number goes crazy.
3, 4, 5, 6, or 7.
No. What are you mad for? You just high strung or something?
It's none of your business what I'm mad about, thank you.
Well. All right, two more.
Hello.
Hello, can I talk to Jason?
Huh?
Jason Heckathorn?
No, this is not Jason, and you better quit calling this number.
Did I get a wrong number?
You got the wrong number. We have no idea where he's at.
Jason told me to call here.
Well, nobody's called here.
I called here.
Around, we don't know where he's at or who he is.
Yeah, you know who he is.
Huh?
That's your wife's husband's nephew. Or something.
Well,
I don't know where that came from.
My wife's husband.
Oh, okay.
Now just quit calling.
You're your wife's husband?
All right, last one.
I wanted to talk to Jason Heckathorn, please.
There is no Jason Heckathorn here.
But he said he'd be there.
Huh?
He told me he'd be there.
I don't care where he told you he'd be here. I haven't seen Jason Heckathorn for 10 years.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Oh, well, why would he say he'd be there?
Who is this?
My name's James.
James, who?
I don't know why he'd say he'd be there, though. Are you sure you're not lying?
You know, if I could see you, I'd slap your face.
Well, that's not nice.
I don't lie.
You're not a nice person.
I don't know Jason. I haven't seen him for 10 years or so.
12 years.
I'm not come around here because I don't want to see him.
Why don't you want to see him?
Yeah, that was it.
I totally forgot about all those calls.
What's that?
Nobody wants to see him.
Oh, by the way, let's give Pat a call real quick.
Let's do that.
Our show's almost over, but we got more stuff to do. We might go a few minutes over. But I am doing an after show, by the way. So, prank calls soon. She's going to be pissed. It's the middle of the night. Well, I guess it's only 10, but still.
Who's doing this one? Hello. We are not available now.
Do you want to call Jason?
You have Jason.
I'll talk.
You have Jason. This is crazy. I didn't know this. You just told me, like, before the show. I have Jason's number.
Well, actually, Dave texted me his number.
Who's Dave?
Dave's the person that contacted me yesterday.
Oh, were you supposed to say his name? I can edit it out.
It's not his real name. I'm trying to protect him. Like I said, he's a cool guy. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Well, this sucks. Pat's not going to answer. I really wanted to piss her off. Let me talk to Jason.
God damn it, I told you.
Hello?
You're not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call.
I could totally hack that machine right there.
I bet.
Just
leave a message as Jason.
Okay, yeah, once more I'm going to try, because I'm hoping they're awake enough.
say it's Jason and you're fondling your genitalia.
Again?
We told you to cut this out. There's so many clips I haven't played.
Hello. Oh, we are not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call.
Oh, my God. Come on. Did it just hang up? Oh, it just said, please call again. That was weird. Okay, so we actually have... We have Jason Heckenthorne's number. We haven't called him since 2004. I don't know. What What do you want to say to him?
I don't know. I just sort of called to see how he's doing.
I want to take a call.
Ask him why he ran out of the bar the other night.
Hey,
or do you want to remain anonymous?
Yeah, I'll probably just ask him how he's doing.
Hey, Link.
Might be kind of cool.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have any questions about Jason Heckenthorne?
Yeah, who the fuck is he?
Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, I just looked up his PLA Facebook. Stuff.
What's that?
I've been Googling him a little bit.
Oh, I
basically
see. There's not a lot about him on Google, but I think I'm going to make a page about him soon.
We still.
I did him as a friend on Facebook.
What's that?
I did him as a friend on Facebook.
Oh, do you think it's really him, or is it like? Because I know there's other Jason Heckenthorns, believe it or not.
Yeah, there are a couple of other ones. There's one in Washington, and there's another one in. Let's see here. I have a number on here off of a hotfrog.com. For 1106 33rd Avenue, Washington, Oregon.
Don't tell
503-332-0611.
Don't do that. We're on the air. Hi, Anthony.
I think it's outdated.
Dropping ducks on the air.
Yeah, goddammit.
Defunct.
Well, thanks for your question, Link. Hi, Andy. Anthony, I mean.
Hey, how you doing there, Brad?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Oh, I was the one that made that Zombie Monday title.
Oh, that was awesome.
I know. Thank you for using that. And also the Mildred zombie picture. Anyways, I have been listening to the... Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome. I have a question about that Jason Heckenthorne guy.
Okay.
You should... Or actually, no, not a question. Maybe more a suggestion. If you guys do happen to get, like, a hold of him, you should just, like, totally be a gay dude. And then just, like...
Or,
like,
or,
hi,
or a child.
Jason.
I think you might go for that.
Stupid Jason. Yeah.
Or say you're a child.
I think you might go... Or either that or like...
A kid.
Like, you sound like a 5-year-old.
I want to play with toys.
I heard you give out toys to all the kids, and I just moved in.
I heard
he's
you
the
should set up something with perverted justice.
He's the worst Santa Claus ever. Don't sit on his lap.
We tried to get him legitimately busted, but it seems like law enforcement agencies weren't really that interested in it.
They got better things to do.
Busted for what exactly?
For searching for child porn.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a law against searching for it, just actually accessing it.
Yeah.
I know, because I beat the law that one. I'm just kidding. yeah, everyone
you
got
get
quiet.
Perverted justice on the case.
Oh, his Facebook is under his new name, according to Dave.
Ah. So Dave, did you say who he was in relation to Jason?
I didn't really want to, but...
Oh, okay. Well, there's like several new listeners, and they're all like, they know new Jason 2.0. J-A-Y-S-E-N, Jason. That's crazy.
Jason 2.0. Yeah. Dave is a person that lives near Jason.
Yeah.
I can say that.
So what should we say to him?
To Jason?
Yeah, we've got to make a phone call to Jason.
We do have to make a phone call.
Make a Craigslist advertising saying that there's like he's selling like rattles or something, baby rattles.
That's
and that
exactly
he can deliver them to your house.
Actually,
what's that?
That's an excellent idea.
Okay.
I like that.
Who's gonna do the talking? Do you want to do the talking, Anthony?
Yeah, I do a pretty good gay voice.
Awesome.
It's Jason. How are you?
Okay, so we're calling Jason Heckenthorne, and here it goes.
Hopefully,
he answers.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Hello?
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Two rings, that means he hit the off the end button to shut us up.
Wonder if he's on to our game.
He probably knows what a Skype incoming call looks like. He's probably listening.
Change the caller ID to a 2 month old baby.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9-7-7.
Should we leave a message?
Oh, hold on, let me get my pen.
Available. At the tone,
I shouldn't have let that go.
Your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I'll edit that out of the podcast. Hey, Jason. Oh. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Larry. Hey,
Jason, this is Larry. I have some baby rattles to give you. Call back. Don't be a bastard. Don't be a bastard. Give us a call at 505-796-4020. All right, and ask for Larry. I have baby rattles to give away. And you can meet my kid, and you can meet our kid. And you can fondle around his balls. And then, I watch. And then we can post it on 4chan. Okay, sweetie bastard. Call you later.
Toodles.
I love it. Not only did he do a gay accent, but it was like this Jewish New York gay accent.
Mike Torres from the Jerky Boys.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounded like Jerky Boys, but yeah.
Jack Torres. Fall your ass and smack your face.
Bunch of seats and feathers and ass baskets.
Here's a call of what is this? This is Jason's roommate, and I'm gonna skip around it. Oh man, this is Haywood's.
Ooh, love the quality.
Haywood's recording.
Yes.
You mean?
Okay, I'm just gonna skip ahead. I said to skip ahead to 45 seconds, and there's something interesting.
Oh, I'm taking it.
So this is Jason's roommate. He's the guy that owns the place or whatever.
I'm not anymore.
Oh, why?
I'm kicking him out.
Oh, really? Why?
Because of some fucking shit that's been happening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, that's one thing, and then I'm going to skip ahead to up here, and he says...
Sorry you got drug into it. I mean, you know, I'm not calling to harass you or anything, but...
You're always so courteous, Haywood.
I know.
I fucking am so tired of this crap. I mean, you think that that's like the only thing? He has some other issues that he needs to deal with, and he's made too many of his problems my problem. So, and like when he came here, you know, off the roommate service, he was looking for a room, and I thought he was, you know, a nice guy, and what.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. Him, like, bad-mouthing Jason.
Yeah, that guy.
I gotta say, Jason's pretty honest when he calls everybody up. He's like, oh, I'm just calling to, like, harass the shit out of this guy.
you mean Haywood.
I mean, you're, like, the most honest troll I ever knew.
Usually when I call people up, I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna fuck with you guys, so how you doing?
And they're like, okay, sure.
All right, sure.
Not much they can do about it.
Yeah. There's a lot of other really good Jason Heckathorn calls here, but they're just so long that we can't play them.
Listen, I'm just calling up so I can fuck with Jason Heckathorn and sell him some baby rattles.
Well, should we try him?
We should put him on jasonheckathorn.com.
Oh, yeah.
A bulk order.
See how long it stays up.
Will it reroute you to lemonparty.com?
We should call him and tell him we're from a... We should call him and tell him that we're with a company, like some Chinese company that has like a bulk order for like 5,000 baby rattles.
Here's Jason one last time. He's not going to answer, but whatever.
Giant gummy worms. He probably checked his voicemail and went, oh no, not again!
Roxy, you look so bored.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9-7.
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Got it.
I will.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
hey, Jason, I just wanted you to listen to this and, like, spaz out and jump up and down and freak out and, like, just, I don't know, go nuts.
Begin masturbating now.
please commence the spazzing right now. We know you will.
We're totally concerned with your current state of mind right now.
Pick up your phone and then furiously masturbate into the receiver.
Okay, thanks, bye.
By the way, Brad, was it all right for me to give out the number to him in that voicemail? Because I don't want him calling your show.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Okay, cool.
He's going to cry.
Actually, I'm pissed at you and I'm going to hang up. So, do we have anything else that we need to talk about, Jason?
We just need to put it in a book.
Yeah, or a website.
Website, so, definitely.
A book would be nice, too.
Give it out for free on the website, and a book if you want it on your coffee table.
Free yeah. PDF.
Oh, okay. Hey, here's a question I didn't ask you. I think it was like 2004, probably 2005, I think is right before I moved to Oregon. Your ex, can I say her name? Well, it doesn't
sure.
matter.
Sure.
It starts with an H.
Starts with an H. That's
like,
good.
Somehow she
may be listening. Who knows?
she had
rhymes with feather.
somehow starts with.
She did the best prank calls
to Jason.
Yeah.
Where are they? Damn it.
I know. Well, I still have a few tapes, like literal cassette tapes.
Wow. You should send those to me, and I'll find Jason.
Rip them to
gems.
They're Hayward recordings, so they
but
suck.
Didn't she find out that he had enlisted in the army or? Some sort
yeah.
of
yeah. She found that he enlisted in the army, but it wasn't a real enlistment. Basically, he called the Oregonian, which is our local newspaper, and told them he was enlisting in the army to get put into those army listings.
Yeah.
But she called the actual army and they were like, "No, he came in here but he never enlisted and he never signed." She used her mass social.
We also verified that he wasn't an EMT as well that way.
Yeah.
By calling the registry.
Yeah, we called the National Registry and they said the same thing. They're like, he applied to be an EMT, but he didn't qualify. They wouldn't tell us why. And I called and pretended I was Jason. I'm like, I just want to know why I didn't get in. And they're like, you know why you didn't get in. And
oh, man.
They wouldn't say anything about why. But
oh, that's so great. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know why you didn't get in. And I'm like, well, I just want to know what the official reason. They're like, you know, you got the letter. And I'm like, shit. No, I didn't. I never forwarded his mail. I didn't get the letter.
It would be awesome if, like, you got them to send another letter to his new address that he just moved to.
I might try that.
No, you won't, because that would be illegal. We won't do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that now. I mean, I may have done that years ago, yeah, like maybe 7 years ago.
Back in your reckless youth.
That's right.
But no, not today. That's a crazy talk. We don't do things like that.
No, I don't do anything like that.
Yeah. So it's just weird. I don't understand. Like, he's obsessed with EMTs, and he wants to be an EMT, but why isn't he?
Well, there's a lot of obstacles there. For one, you can't hit your mom and have that put down on paper.
That's just a misdemeanor, though.
And, I think there's also you have to pass some tests and you have to go to classes, and he's had a lot of arguments with instructors and things. It takes about 9 months to become an EMT basic, which is what he was claiming he was.
Wow.
And you have to go to classes at community college. It's hard to do when you're a bouncy ass Paz. Wow. And my friend gave me that word bouncy when she was describing him.
We should find people that have gone to high school with Jason and like interview them over Facebook or whatever.
I can do that.
For your
it's
book.
A small enough town, I can get a hold of the people.
Yeah, do it for your book.
And it would be awesome. I was actually trying to get somebody, a friend of mine went to high school with him and knew him pretty well, and I was trying to get him to listen to the show or call in or something, but he kind of flaked out.
Wow. Psycho, what the hell?
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I was pulling up his soundboard.
Oh,
actually,
I see.
One of my brothers went to school with him, but he didn't say much about him other than he was a geek and everybody hated him.
Yeah. And that's okay to be a geek and everyone hate you, but he was like just fucked up or something.
Yeah, he's like a different kind of
geek. He has issues.
Yeah. pretty much. He wasn't a geek because he was so smart that everybody else rejected him. Not that kind of geek.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that pretty much it? Are we done with Jason? Is the show over?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, we filled an hour with Jason. Imagine what we're going to do with Curtis. That's going to have to be a couple shows.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We got to get together and hang out and do interviews about Curtis.
Definitely.
Very soon.
Very soon. I'll get your phone manuals.
Yeah.
I'm like 10 feet away from him right now. Held on to him.
I should have just had you
held on to him since like 2006 or something. And they're awesome. If you go reading through them, they're pretty sweet.
We should have had Roxy on. Hey, Roxy. Because like, hey, she knows who Jason is. Like she's
you can't end the show.
Well, salam. How's it going?
So, not only did Haywood bring us Curtis Lee Jones and Jason Heckler, but Haywood also brought us Roxy. Like, Roxy is a part of the PLA because of Haywood.
Didn't you listen to the Russ Martin show, Roxy?
I have listened to him before, but I think he's a jackass.
Was it him or Howard Stern that brought you to our site?
Neither.
Neither?
No.
PLA?
No.
Oh my gosh, it was Russ Martin. You're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
He interviewed me online.
It was, yeah, and I think it was the Mary Teresa thing that Russ Martin was talking about.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what Howard Stern was talking about, too, was Mary Teresa.
And I tried... You know what's really, really weird and kind of creepy? Last night or yesterday, RBCP and I were talking about the whole Jason Heckathorn thing, like just out of the blue.
Yeah, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then
you texted him last night. And
I did.
We were talking all about Messed Up and about Major Losers and Mary Teresa, and RB couldn't remember Mary Teresa.
Yeah, I still don't.
We need to do like a show on her. I mean, there's so much.
You need to do a fun show on Mary Teresa.
Don't you remember Mary Teresa? She started a billboard saying she wanted to find a husband, then she got knocked up by some guy in a bar.
Yeah, it sounds really familiar. I don't know.
And then she wanted everybody to support her bastard child from the guy she met in the bar.
Yeah, it's MaryTeresa.com. It's still up. It looks like she hasn't updated her site since 9/11 almost.
Since we started talking about her.
Oh, you know what was one of the cool things about the roommate call that you made to Jason's roommate?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't hear it because I just kind of scrolled through it, but when I was listening to it earlier, you're like, so do you get on the internet? And he's like, no, not really. Jason does a lot, though. It's like, it was so long ago that you had to ask somebody if they got on the internet.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was the old days.
Yep.
I mean, it's been close to 10 years since we started messing with him online.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it was like 2002 I found your site through Curtis. So maybe
yeah,
it's been
I mean,
like
I met Steve
eight or
like
nine
a
years.
Month after 9/11. So it's been almost 10 years.
Who's Steve?
I don't know.
There's
another guy.
Psycho. I only know him as Psycho.
I met Psycho after 9/11 too.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it after? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was in 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started Major Losers 2 days after 9/11.
I remember I found it February of 2002.
Major Losers was inspired by 9/11.
It kind of was.
Well, that's amazing, though, because you were on the Russ Martin show in February, I guess, because that's when I found the site.
Yeah.
So you were only around for about four or five months.
Roxy's on her webcam right now, wearing her PLA shirt.
Holy
shit. Oh, yes.
How come I don't have webcam enabled?
Oh, it's on tinychat.com/phonelosers. There's all the listeners are sitting there.
You have any tits
Arby's
yet?
I actually have more tits now than I did before.
That's great.
This is crazy. Yeah. It's like a big, it's a big messed up .net reunion. It's like we're all here. The gang's here.
Dude, I had two kids and I got boobs.
Well, there's a bonus right there.
Yeah, I have two kids now.
I'm gonna have to go through those sites and and redo them, and we'll put something different on there.
Yeah, we should officially end the show and like quit boring the hell out of everyone.
No, wait. You
Everybody's
can't
asleep.
The show yet.
Well, I'm going to take a break.
And contractually I'm obligated for 3 hours.
You can say that better than me.
That's what you told me last time I tried to end the fun show.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come back after a short break, and we're going to do some more prank calls, if you're up for it.
Sure.
Or whoever is up for it.
Me.
I'm up for it. I got to urinate. And...
Yay, me too.
Well, I want to talk to you guys during the break.
Are you going to go on Tiny Chat?
Oh, no, we're going to stay on the air. We're going to stay on Skype, but we're going to do some prank calls.
All right, cool.
Do some non-Jason-related stuff.
Wait, so what are we doing?
Hey, I'm gonna hit up Tiny Chat because I got to save some of my minutes. I'll see you guys on there.
Oh, okay. It's tinychat.com/phonelosers.
/phonelosers. All right, gotcha. Later, guys.
See ya.
All right.
Thanks
love
for
you.
Coming on. You love everyone. You're like Tombstone now.
I do actually love everyone. I have a lot of love to give.
Okay, so thanks for being on the show, Haywood. And it was a lot of fun. And I can't wait for your PLA Radio episode where we talk about Curtis that I've been wanting to do for like 2 years now. Haywood? Haywood? We can't hear you?
Uh-oh.
It was going so well.
Actually, I think he had to go pee or something.
Oh, what the fuck? God, just wait like 2 seconds. Jesus. All right, so Haywood is missing the end of the show. You can stay on if you want, Roxy.
We have to go find him.
Yeah. I'm going to play some Rappy McRapperson.
Fanny Pack.
He's our personal lord and savior. I might play Fanny Pack, but probably not.
Please.
But Rappy doesn't like that song, and he's listening, so we can't play that.
Fine.
Okay,
I'll play it on my show tomorrow.
We'll play it after. Yeah, well, I'll play it next, okay?
Yay.
I've decided that Cacti Radio is going to only play Rappy McRapperson from now on. Fuck everyone else.
Am I obligated to do that? Because...
No, you can play whatever you want.
Okay.
Just the phone show is going to be playing only Rappy. Yeah. Okay. Show's over. Sorry, Jeremy can't say bye. I mean, Haywood. Oh, hey, Haywood.
Oh, he's
I'm
back.
Here.
Yeah, I was trying to end the show, but you disappeared.
I had to go take a piss.
Oh, okay.
I told you.
Okay. Thanks for being on the show. It's over.
All right.
Thanks for bringing Jason Heckthorne to us twice now.
Awesome.
Stay on.
Yeah, and stay on. I'm just going to go away for a little bit, and then I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go brush my teeth for oral hygiene.
Bye, everyone.
But not, but...
Yeah.
Wait, you know, no, not that.
There's been so many issues.
I'm stepping on the gas. I'm driving super far. I'm going super fast, cause I'm a superstar. I'm getting kinda lost, I don't know where we are.
Whatever, the devil's in my car.
Hark!
Hark!
Singing rap is cool. Tell everybody there's a party at the pool. Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, yo!
Here's some free tickets to my music show. Let's party at the mall.
Party.
Who wants to ride on my motorcycle? My rap is the bomb.
Boom.
Who wants to ride on my automatron?
Me.
I'm stepping on the gas. I'm driving super far. I'm going super fast, cause I'm a superstar. I'm getting kinda lost. I don't know where we are.
Whatever, the devil's in my car.
Gas, brake, brake, gas. I swerve to the side and let the other guy pass. Stop, go, left, right.
Okay.
Do a U-turn, then run through a...